Can religious language hide real rebellion? We're in Romans chapter 2, and we're seeing that Paul uses sharp, uncomfortable examples of this. Preaching against stealing while stealing. Condemning adultery while committing it. Abhorring idols while robbing temples. These are not random accusations. They reveal the gap between profession and practice. And so Paul is showing that hypocrisy is not accidental. It is willful blindness. And this builds directly on Romans chapter 1, verse 32, and Romans 2, verse 1. The same people who condemn sin excuse it in themselves. And so religion becomes a cloak for rebellion rather than a pathway to obedience. But God is not fooled by selective holiness. We cannot denounce certain sins loudly while quietly nurturing others. Partial obedience is still disobedience. And Paul's point is devastating. Religious sin is not safer sin. It is more accountable sin. So make this your prayer today. Holy God, expose any area where I excuse what I condemn. Lead me to sincere repentance. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. David Marroquin and his family are national change makers in Guatemala, and also the Inyanja Lifeword broadcast that's for the people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo.